morning. Am I on? Good morning. Now I'm on. First of all, I want to thank Pastor Dan and all the church leaders for giving me this opportunity to share a message with you. I'm truly humble and honored to be able to do that. Well, I'm sure that these few days you've been glued to the TV sometimes watching the Olympic Games, right? Last I checked, last night, the Americans are winning many golds, more than six, many medals, more than 60 of them. And guess what? Our other favorite country, China, is right behind them. So that is good. I'm sure we are rooting for the United States and perhaps the Chinese too to compete with each other. But this morning, I want to share with you a true story about another Olympian. And I'm not sure if the PowerPoint is working, but perhaps it's not. Anyway, his name is Eric Little. Now, he has a Chinese name, and it's called Li Ai Rei. And I'll explain to you why he has a Chinese name. Well, Eric Little is a Scottish who won a gold medal in 1924. And his story was very inspiring. And someone made it into a movie. And the movie is called Chariots of Fire. And the movie was a wonderful movie. And it won an Oscar in 1981 for the best movie. And I wonder how many of you have watched the movie. If you had, can you raise your hand? Well, quite a few. That is good. For the rest of you, you'll be ready for a treat. It is a great movie. I hope that one day you can go and rent it. Now, this movie, not only the story is inspiring, because it's a true story about the life of Eric Little, the music itself is wonderful. The theme songs is very pretty. So what I'm going to do is to impress you about his story. I'm going to go to the piano and play the theme song for you and hope that you enjoy it. Thank you. Thank you. I guess the PowerPoint is not working, so you all need to listen to me carefully. Well, Eric Little was born in China, in Tianjin, in 1902. The reason, because his parents were missionaries in Tianjin at that time. And around that time, there was a political movement called Boxer Movement. And Chinese is translated as Yi He Tuan. And the movement killed about 2,000 Western missionaries. And there were 20,000 Chinese Christians were also killed. So Eric's parents decided that it was not really safe for their children to grow up in China. So they decided to send them back to Scotland for education. And Eric Little was 6 years old then. And so they took, you know, bought a ship and went from Tianjin to England, Scotland. And mind you know that at that time the transportation was very slow. It took about 6 months to get there. And so they left the children in Scotland and in a boarding school. Then, 7 years later, they see them one more time. And he became a teenager already because of the transportation difficulty. Then the next time they saw each other, Eric Little and his brother was in college. Just imagine, if you have your children put in a boarding school today, and then you don't see them for 7 years, then 7 years later, how would they react? I am sure some of them would become very bitter and say, oh, my parents hated me, or something like that. And some of them may become delinquent. However, Eric Little and his brother, they have very strong faith. They trust God a lot. They not only excel in academics, they also excel in sports, especially Eric Little. He became a very fast runner, and he got lots of trophies, got a lot of awards, and he represented school to go out and compete. Not only school, he also represented the regions and also for the country. And at that time, around 1924, Olympic Games was held in Paris. And the whole countries, they put their hope on Eric Little because he set the record of 100-meter dash. And they all hoping that Eric Little will win a gold medal for Scotland. So they chose him to represent the country. However, when they got to Paris, there was a problem. The problem was the preliminary heat would be held on Sunday. And at that time, all the Scottish Christians, they all have the same conviction. That is, Sunday is a holy Sabbath. They don't do anything else other than go to church to worship. Not to work, of course, not to compete. So Eric Little was put in a very difficult situation. If he chose not to compete in the preliminary heat, of course, he will not be able to win a gold medal. And bear in mind, the whole country was expecting him to win the gold medal. However, he also believed that he wanted to honor God and not to compete on Sunday. So, when he was thinking about the decision, a lot of people gave him pressure, especially the Prince of Wales. They said that you need to put the country ahead of your own personal conviction and your relationship with church. However, another group of people were supporting him, the Christians. They all said, wow, Eric, you are a man of integrity. You are a man of principle, and we are supporting you. So he made a decision not to compete. After that, there were a couple of opinions came out. The public was saying that he is a traitor because he put his religion and belief ahead of the honor of the country. And then again, the Christians were all behind him and praised him what he had decided to do. After a lot of prayer and consultation with his coach, he decided to join the 200-meter and 400-meter dash. Now remember, he was never trained for that. He was only trained for the 100-meter dash. Well, I want to take 1 minute to tell you his running style. He has a very awkward and funny way of running. Because when he ran, he usually picked up his knees very high, almost high enough to his chest. And then, you know, when we run, we move our arms up and down, right? However, what he did is he palmed his arms sideways. And someone described it as like a windmill, you know, pumping it that way. Then, when he get to the finish line, he will hold his head up and open his mouth like this, and then dash through the finish line. So people would laugh at him when they saw him run. His coach said one time, "Let them laugh, but Eric will win." That's how much confidence that he has on Eric. One time, he said to his sister, he said, "God make me fast, and when I run, I feel his pleasure." Well, brothers and sisters, I want to ask you, is there something that you do for God that you feel God's pleasure? It doesn't have to be, oh, thank you, it's on now. However, I can't get this on. Matt, can you help me? Anyway, thank you. So if you have something that you serve God, it could be, it doesn't have to be running, doesn't have to be playing piano. It could be something, you're teaching Sunday school. Or maybe you were cooking in the kitchen. Or maybe you were leading a Bible study. Something that you do, you feel God's pleasure. If you have that kind of experience, I encourage you to continue to serve God, because you know that God is pleased. Now, if you have not found that special gift that God gave you, I encourage you to go home and pray about it. Ask God to give you that insight so that you can serve him. So whenever you serve him, you will feel his pleasure. Wouldn't that be nice? Well, on the day of competition, one of his athlete friends came over and gave him a little piece of paper. And in the paper, there were some words in it. Eric looked at it and then smiled. And then he clutched in his hand, and then he started to compete. At the signal of the 400-meter dash, he dashed forward so fast that he was almost 3 meters ahead of everybody else. And then towards the finish line, again, he held his head up, opened his mouth, and dashed through the finish line. At that point, the whole stadium in Paris exploded with cheers. People were so happy for him. And in fact, there were three groups of people. They were very happy for him. Number one, all the athletes in the whole world were cheering for him because he not only won the gold medal, he broke the world record. Brother and sister, you got to know that. He was never trained for that. He broke the world record. Second group of people, of course, were the Scottish, the English people. They were so happy now they got a gold medal in track and field. Then the third group of people were cheering for him were the Christians. And they all said, "Here is a man of integrity. He is a man put God first in his life. And now he got a gold medal. That is very nice." And after he won the gold medal, he went home as a hero. And they were so happy, and they put him on many special events, and they paraded him around the country, and he gave many, many speeches. And one time, the reporter asked him, "What is your secret of running so fast?" And he said, "Well, the first half, I ran as fast as I can. Then second half, I depend on the Lord. I ran even faster." Ran even faster? Usually, we run the first half of the race fast, right? Because we are energized. We have energy. Then the second half, we usually are slower because we're tired. However, the record showed that he did run faster on the second half. How can it be? Well, Eric Little was a very special person. Well, after the Olympic game, of course, he became an instant hero. Now, for nowadays, he would get a lot of endorsement, right? He would be probably advertising for Coca-Cola, Nike, and so forth, and became rich. But at that time, was not. And he became a normal citizen again. For you and me, if we want a gold medal, then we'll be satisfied as a whole, you know, in a whole life, right? We accomplished something. But for Eric Little, there was something else in his heart. He wanted to be like his parents. He wanted to be a missionary, go back to China. He loved the Chinese people. So in 1925, he bought a ship and returned to China and united with his parents and sister in Tianjin. He started to teach in the local schools, teach math, teach science, and sports. 1934, he married with his wife, Florence, and they have two daughters. 1937, the Japanese attacked China, and then Eric decided to send his family back to Canada. Reason to Canada, because Florence from Canada. Now, he could have left the country with his family, and he would be okay. But he decided to stay behind because he thought that God wanted him to stay behind and work with the Chinese and to share the gospel. Well, the war broke out, so he started to help in the hospitals for the wounded. Then in 1941, December the 7th, I'm sure you know that, the Japanese attacked the Pearl Harbor in Hawaii, and the whole situation inside China changed. The Japanese began to distrust all the Westerners, and they rang up all the Western foreigners and put them into an internment camp in Shandong. There were 2,000 of them, and Eric Little was one of them. Well, in the internment camp, of course, the situation was not very nice. And however, Eric was a very nice person. He helped out in everywhere. He taught school, he helped in the kitchen, and then he even preached on Sunday. Perhaps he was the only preacher there. And then people loved him a lot. They said he was like Jesus walking around in the camp. They all loved him a lot. Well, situation get worse. He began to get sick. He has frequent headache. And then in 1945, in February, he died of a brain tumor. Wow, we all felt really bad about it because several months later, the war already ended. Well, after he died, the whole world mourned for him. They all said, wow, here is such a nice man, good Christian. Why God let him, die so early? Well, although he died early, however, he left behind a lot of influence and a lot of legacy. Even the Chinese government recognized him. There was a special tombstone in China and put his stories in it and talk about how much he had done for the Chinese people. And it is still in Shandong today. Well, the rest of time I want to talk to you about two legacies that Eric Little left behind. Number one, he was called a man of integrity, a man of principle, because he deeply believed in keeping Sabbath holy, which is Sunday, to honor God. He was willing to do whatever it takes to honor God and not to compromise with the world. There was once he taught a word, our English word sincere. Well, the word sincere came from the Latin word. There were two words put together, sincera. And the word sin means no. Sera means wax. So sincere actually means no wax. What does it mean? Well, in the Roman time, there were people like to do carving, right? Stone carving. And they would take a big piece of stone and then they work on it. But if they were not careful, the stone would crack. Now, the honest people will throw that away, take another stone, and start over. However, there were some not quite honest artisans. What they do, they melt the wax, and then they put the melted wax on the crack, and then they paint it over. So we cannot see, right? However, they didn't know. They left the statues under the sun. The sun was very hot. Then the wax started to melt. So people walk by and see the melted wax. They knew that was, you know, there was fraudulent there. So sincere means no wax. Eric Little is a man of no wax. He's a sincere person. In Proverbs 10:9, it said that we need to walk in the way of the Lord and walk straight. No compromise. Because if you are compromising with the world soon will find out. Well, brother and sister, I want to ask you this question. How do you do in this area of integrity? If you go to shop in HEB, if that lady give you a $5 extra in change, what would you do? Will you say, oh, praise the Lord, I get $5 extra today? Or you would tell her, no, you gave me $5 more. Well, nobody will know. Only God and you will know. How about your tax return? It was done a few months ago. Did you do everything you're supposed to? Or you kind of fudged the figures a little bit? Nobody know. Only God and you know. 4 years ago, we were in Phoenix. And we moved into this new house. And you know, Phoenix is a desert area, right? And Josephine and I love green. But there was no green. It was all yellow, right? Gravel. So what we did is we hired a man to put some artificial grass in the backyard. Now, mind you, artificial grass is very nice. Very green. You don't have to take care of it. And it is green all year round. Anyway, this man came in and gave us an estimate. And then he told us, said, hey, Mr. Choi, here is it costs quite a bit. Here is the bill. Now, if you want to pay tax, then it's that much. If you don't want to pay tax, then it's that much. Well, it's a few hundred dollars difference. I told him, no, I want to pay tax. I'm a Christian. Well, I thought Phoenix is like that. But when we came back to Houston, same thing happened. First thing we moved back to our house, we asked exterminator to come. And again, he presented a bill to me, saying, look, this is how much you will pay with tax. This is how much you will pay without tax. And I told him, no, I want to pay tax. Well, brothers and sisters, we are hearing a lot of voices around us every single day. Are you willing to stand up for the truth and be a man or woman of integrity and not to sacrifice it because of a little bit financial gain? I am sure God is honored. Well, you would say, wow, Pastor Choi, you talk about all this little thing. It's not important. No. Jesus said that whoever is faithful in a very little thing is faithful in much. So God is watching us. We need to be faithful in very little thing. And I know God will bless you. Well, the second legacy that Eric Little left behind is a phrase that people call him. They call him a person who lived better than he preached. Well, which means that he actually lived out the Christian faith better than preaching it. When he was in the internment camp, the Prime Minister Churchill had arranged a special place, a spot for him to leave the camp. But he gave up his spot because he found out there was a lady that was pregnant and needed to go home. So he stayed behind. In Ephesians 4, one, he said like this, we are being called to live a life worthy of the calling. What kind of calling God called you and me? Well, we are being called to be the light of the world and the salt of the earth. How are you doing on this? Well, personally, when I reflect on this statement, I have to be honest with you. I am one that preach better than I live. Well, how about you? Well, you say, well, I'm not a preacher, yes, but you preach at home. You preach to your children all the time, right? Or perhaps you said church, you are a church leader, you're a deacon here. How do you do when you teach or you preach to your Sunday school class or your small group leader? Are you one of those that live better than you preach, or you preach better than you live? Well, brother and sister, remember the little piece of paper that I told you, right? The athletic friend gave him. Well, in the paper, there was a Bible verse. It was read by Pastor Matt. 1 Samuel 2:30. It said, those who honor me, I will honor. Well, I believe God had done a special thing for Eric Little because he honored God in his life. And God honored him by giving him an Olympic game, an Olympic gold medal. Remember, he was never trained for the 400-meter dash. He was only a 100-meter man. But God did a special thing for him because Eric was willing to honor God. Therefore, God honored him. And in John chapter 12, 26, say, my Father will honor those who served me. Brother and sister, this is an encouragement for all of us that if we serve him diligently, maybe nobody will know, only God will know, but he will honor you in a special way. Well, I'm going to close with one of my little story. When we moved to Phoenix, we moved into our house. It's a new house, so we need to go get a refrigerator. So Josephine and I went to Lowe's to buy a refrigerator. And it was 2 weeks before we can move in. And we bought a refrigerator, and at that time there was a rebate program. The refrigerator was $2,000, and they will give us back $260 rebate. And so we looked at it, so I thought it was a good deal. Right, so we bought it, and then we scheduled to deliver in 2 weeks. Well, it is a refrigerator that has French door on the top and then a freezer at the bottom. Well, it was very nice, so we went home. Then Josephine woke up one night, maybe a week later, and she told me, oh, I did not like that refrigerator. I said, come on, you are the one that bought it. I didn't force you. And she said, now I remember. It was exactly like the one we have in Houston. Oh, at that time, she had back pain. So she said, every time I lean over to take things from the freezer, it hurts. I said, well, okay, we can go to Lowe's to cancel it. So we did the next day. And then we did not find anything we liked, so we went to another store to buy one that is side by side. So now she doesn't have to deal with the leaning over, right? However, I do things very fast. The next day, when we bought the refrigerator, I already filled in the rebate form. So I was trying to find out what should I do. Nobody answered my question. So I waited. 2 days later, the rebate card came. And I was trying to call, but you know those cards, they only have a number for you to check balance, right? So I just said, well, maybe we'll go back to the store. So we did. We talked to the lady in the front and explained to her what happened. She said, well, let me call the manager. So she did. After a couple minutes, she hung up the phone, and then she smiled at me. She said, my manager said, today is your lucky day. I said, really, what? She said, well, my manager said, you are such an honest man. You just go ahead and use that. I tell you, I had never been so happy to use $260. And from then on, I always shop at Lowe's. Well, brothers and sisters, being honest, being a man or woman in integrity does not guarantee you will get $260 rebate. You may not even get $2.60. However, God is pleased, right? So the important thing is to put God first in our life, and he will bless us. Let's pray. Father, we thank you for the story of Eric Little. He is such an example for us. And I pray that you will help all of us to be like him. While we continue to pray, I want to give you an opportunity to respond. If you feel like God is talking to you, The Holy Spirit is tugging in your heart. You want to be a man or woman of integrity, and also a man or woman who live better than you preach. Raise your hand. We'll pray together. I see the hand. Yes. One more time. Anybody else? If you want to do that, raise your hand. Yeah, raise it high so I can see. Yes, I see that. Thank you. Thank you. Father, you see our hands. You see our heart. Please help all of us to live according to your will, to be a testimony and witness for you. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. May God bless you.